If you've ever bought a pay-per-view movie, used a Pentium 4 computer, or leased a rotary dial phone, you may have heard of Madison County, Illinois. Lawyers have taken some of the nation's biggest companies to court there, alleging defects and fraud in consumer products and services. Business groups complain the courts there are a class-action magnet. But trial attorneys say Madison County offers hope for consumers who have been wronged. From member station KWMU, Matt Sepik reports.
Part Rust Belt, part Grain Belt, Madison County hugs the banks of the Mississippi just across the river from St. Louis. Edwardsville, home to the Whitestone Madison County Courthouse, was once a stop on Old Route 66. The historic courthouse is becoming a stop for some big city attorneys. This year, lawyers from Chicago and St. Louis squared off in a landmark class action case, resulting in a $10.1 billion judgment against Philip Morris. Judge Nicholas Byron ruled that the company fraudulently marketed two light cigarette brands as a safer alternative to regular cigarettes. 2 weeks ago, U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue stood on the courthouse steps and used the Philip Morris case to call Madison County a plaintiff's paradise.
Our presence in Madison County today illustrates that even courts in small rural counties in America's heartland can wreak havoc on companies, shareholders, and workers from all around the country.
According to the Madison County Circuit Clerk, class action filings are rising. There were 60 in 2001, 77 in 2002, and more than 40 already this year. Philip Morris attorney William Olemeyer says the jurisdiction attracts class action lawyers because judges here historically have a tendency to certify cases as class actions.
It's interesting that only in Madison County does every case that requests class certification obtain it. In other parts of Illinois, judges apparently read the rules and read the law a little differently and are less inclined to certify cases as class actions.
St. Louis attorney Stephen Tillery filed the light cigarette suit, actually the first class action to make it to trial in Madison County. All others have settled out of court. Tillery defends the record of judges here and says the magnet court claim is empty rhetoric.
I think the goal of these corporations is to avoid the day of reckoning. I think their goal is to stay out of courtrooms at all costs. If they can eliminate a system that would bring them to justice, they'll eliminate it.
To support their claims of a plaintiff's paradise, tort reform advocates point to a study by the conservative Manhattan Institute. It shows an 1,850% rise in class action filings in Madison County between 1998 and 2000. Stanford University law professor Robert Rabin studies the tort system and tobacco litigation. He says tort reform advocates have valid concerns about Madison County courts, but their research should be viewed in the proper context.
There has been a war of numbers, and one has to be very, very cautious about accepting the numbers from anyone who's right in the middle of the heated contest.
Groups calling for class action reform won a small victory in January when the Illinois Supreme Court began allowing litigants to appeal class action certification. They also decry large payouts to attorneys, pointing out that Stephen Tillery's firm stands to reap nearly $2 billion in fees if the Philip Morris case is upheld on appeal. For its part, Madison County could see about $4 million a year in administrative fees. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.